Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word, and you're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me this evening is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Thank you, Bulla. Hey, today is Thankful Tuesday.
Oh, you know what that means. Pastor James Bird, Mahialona, fish the man in the house. Ooh, today.
Boom. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Get ready, guys.
Buckle up,
Banzai. I love Tuesdays.
Buckle up, Jesus. Banzai. Here we go. Amen. Hey, Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii, right here on 99.5 FM. And we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available online at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
We thank you for tuning in tonight, this Thankful Tuesday, and joining us as we talk story about our Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Bird Mahialona from the Fishers of Men Ministry out in Namakuli is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
We'd like to send our love and aloha to all the men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1,500 men incarcerated in Segura Prison, and to many of the other prisons in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to send our love also to Eloy Detention Center, to all you guys out there. Praise Jesus.
And La Palma.
And La Palma, yes. Pray for that we can get over there and minister the word out there.
Amen.
Please pray for us. Amen. And praying for your families also, and we're asking for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your lives.
Amen, Pastor.
We also want to send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 program in Arizona, and that would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men under the inspired leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahialona.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Fishers of Men members, for
Thank
your support.
You.
Yes, God bless you, Fishers of
Thank
Men.
You, Jesus.
And to our primary sponsor for the word right here in Honolulu, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris.
Amen, Chris.
Thank you,
Jesus,
for your heart of compassion. Well, for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
We get excited on Tuesday, and that's why, because it's time.
Are you ready to go?
Come on, somebody.
Go fish.
Praise Jesus.
Are you ready to go?
Are you ready to go fishing?
I will make you fishers of men. Go fish.
Come on, somebody. Get excited tonight.
Come on,
Praise
somebody.
Praise Jesus. Hey, get in the car.
Oh, they have to go run down the stairs again. Pastor Bird, always a privilege and an honor to have you in the studio. Thank you so much.
You
know, in I guess it is about a month. We will be in Arizona, ministering
on the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
We will be in Saguaro. Get ready, get ready. And we're also praying that we receive the approval and the green light to get into the La Palma facility.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
So for those of you there, lift that in prayer. We serve a mighty God, I'm telling you. All things can help, and you know, in prayer. I believe in prayer. Pastor Bird, I know you've got a powerful message tonight, but we got a song that's going to wake everybody up. And the reason it's called A Little More Jesus from Erica Campbell, because we all got Jesus in us, but sometimes we just need
a little more
Jesus. Come on, somebody. Woo. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. I need just a little more Jesus.
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 I need just a little more
After something like that. And you know, what's the great thing about that, Pastor Bird and Lynn? It didn't say a whole, it didn't say a great, it didn't say plenty, plenty, just a little bit more Jesus. That's what we like about Free Inside Ministry on the radio. We're just bringing you a little bit more Jesus. We're not going to pound you over the head with the Bible. We're not going to stand you upside down. We're just going to love on you. We're just going to encourage you. We're just going to lift you up, because that's what Jesus did.
That's right.
We all can use just a little bit more of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, church, you know, like putting the frosting on the top of the ice cream. You need a little more Jesus. Amen. But we're not going to give you frosting. We'll give you the truth.
Amen.
Because we need the truth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to know the perspective of God's principles of God's word. And you know, there's a, I just want to encourage you guys. Duke Ayona called me up. We've got to get out there and vote Christians.
Amen.
We got to get out there and vote for Christian value people that had, that stands for our principles of the Bible, of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's so much chaos that's going around. We don't know when God's coming back. Well, we start to see the times coming around. And you know when Jesus, when the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's 300 bulla, there was 300 years of silence.
That's right.
When Jesus came, there was a lot of homeless.
That's right.
There was a lot of sick people.
That's right.
There were a lot of people possessed with demons.
Amen. Demons.
Jesus is coming back. You see them all over the streets.
Amen.
The signs are there.
They're the signs.
Well, you know, Pastor Bird, it's like if you're driving down the road and it says, bridge closed, 3,000 feet. So you see the sign, you keep going, bridge closed, 2,000 feet. Bridge closed, 1,000 feet. Bridge closed, 500 feet. Bridge closed, 100 feet. All of a sudden, you're going over the bridge and you go like, how come they didn't tell me? You know, it's like the signs are there to help you. But we don't want to recognize the signs that'll cause harm to us.
To get ready.
So we need to have a spiritual discernment, Reverend Bulla. And when we read Matthew 24, we can see that it's like a newspaper. You know, you don't have to read the regular newspaper because you see this, you know, in Matthew, he talks about the end times. And we got to get the church ready.
That's right.
We got to get our brothers in prison ready. Amen. Because we're running out of time. There's an urgency. For me, Reverend Bullen, there's an urgency, you know, getting back out there.
Gotta get right or get left.
Yeah. And I just letting everybody know tonight that we just invested, Fisherman just invested in a trailer. So we're going to put sound systems and food and we'll get all the tents
Amen.
Ready. Getting ready to do a big outreach on the homeless. Reverend Bullen, the vision already was set. The prayers was already set.
There's,
there's a preparation for us to move forward.
Hallelujah.
And you know, church, we're not doing this for the income. We're not getting paid to do what we do. Our payment is already was done at the cross.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all for us.
Amen.
And I thank Jesus every day when I wake up, when I look at the floor where he scraped me off from the floor and the mud, the miry clay. And Jesus
yes,
so
Lord,
much
thank you, Jesus.
To bring me out of the heavy addiction of drugs and alcohol. Ice was one of the most addictive strongholds
ever in mankind,
full with legions of devils. I hate the drugs. I hate the devil. And I always punch his face by telling the men the truth.
Amen.
And it sets them free. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being an example to the man, Lord, what you've done for me.
That's
19
right.
years ago, that you have given me the opportunity
Healed
to come on
you.
The radio with Reverend
yes.
Bull and Lynn. And it's just to share the love that you have given
yes,
me.
Yes, Father.
And Reverend Bull and Sister Lynn and all
Hallelujah.
The pastors that come on this radio station, the love what you have given us, that you have took somebody like
to
us.
To encourage you.
To be
Hallelujah.
An encouragement. You did that for King David.
Amen.
After committing adultery and murder, his heart was to repent, church.
Yes, Lord.
Repentance. You know, last night, everybody was at Annex 1, and this last guy came up, and he said, Pastor Bird, there's a sincereness in him, Reverend Bullen.
Amen.
When, you know, when you're down on the bottom.
That's right.
And there's no other way. And there's when I seen his spirit, Reverend Bullen, there was humility and humbleness. Now, when I see that, I look at him, I see me. There was a willingness now to listen.
Amen.
Humility and humbleness brings you to a place to listen.
To hear the word of God.
About Jesus.
To hear his voice.
Amen. And the brother was blessed. And just the presence of the Holy Spirit is so strong. I just tap his hands. I told Dominic, son, go behind him. Just a touch of the Holy Spirit. But I'll fall on like a feather.
Like a sack of potatoes. Right down.
He went straight down. So the issues came running out. What happened? All the guys was rushing to the cage. What happened? The guy got knocked out. He's on the ground shaking. He was in the Holy Spirit, Reverend.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
So one of the issues that came and said, you know, I go to New Hope. I heard about that. I never seen such a thing. I go, my brother, it's not about Pastor Bird.
That's right.
Amen.
It's about the
it's
brother.
It's about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's
the
about the
Holy Spirit of the living God.
And brother was ready to receive.
He was ready to receive.
When he, church, when he was ready, when the harvest is ready.
That's right.
All you got to do is touched by the Holy
That's
Spirit.
That's like when the mango sitting on the tree, Bird. All you got to do is tap on the thing falling
fall.
Into the basket.
That thing fall.
But too many times you have to
You keep yakking. You keep on yanking.
Then you get half-ripe mango with vinegar water and sugar.
Not ready if you got to yank them.
Not ready. So you can yank at somebody
That's
all
right.
day long and he's
what
not going to
reach
you.
That's not good. Preach
because
that.
You're not ready.
Preach that, Pastor. That's
right. That's good, Pastor Bird.
Come on, somebody.
It's a good word.
Amen. And then some of the mangoes that is ready, sometimes there's things that have affected you from your past. When you grab that mango, you bite them, get worms inside. worms. I go, what happened?
Oh, dear Jesus.
What happened? There's a lot of things, church, that has affected a lot of us. Even though we are ripe, there's still some unforgiveness hidden under your heart. You don't know it's there till somebody press your button.
We need to clean ourselves out.
You need, yes, you know. And Bula, you know, I asked the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Sometimes I boil the water hot, you know. Bula. I make the water hot. And sometimes I add too much Clorox. And, you know, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes. Amen.
You know, and God is a forgiving God.
Amen.
Church, very important. Repent.
Repent.
Get away. And let God be that light. Come. Because the devil cannot. I heard this on Facebook. The devil cannot touch you when you're in the light.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The only way he's going to touch you if you allow him to look back. You hey, come back. You're going to look back at your past, and then he's going to grab you. That's the only way he's going to touch you.
Yeah, when you look back in your past.
Yeah, then it becomes a stronghold.
It's like, you know, Repent and get it off you.
Yep. Shake off the dust and move forward.
Amen.
Move forward. But, wow, off the record, Reverend Bullock, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
God is good.
You know, guys, I'm honored to be on this radio station. One out of a million. God would use a bird and one donkey. I mean, one gorilla.
The gorilla. Yeah, we got the gorilla.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, we went there.
God, which is the gorilla and which is the donkey?
Yeah. They should know.
People should know. We'll know them by their fruits.
You know them by their fruits.
Then I'm the mango.
Not their size. Not their size. Their fruits.
Amen.
But, you know, I just give God the praise and the glory what God has done for Pastor Bird. And I thank God for the prison. It's to be seeing the success of the Holy Spirit and the power of God's word move mountains in people's life, Reverend.
Signs of miracles.
I mean, how many testimonies we're seeing again and again, Reverend? Meeting guys on the streets.
Unbelievable.
Where is that right over here putting gas Sunday night after La Maca.
Yes.
Come run up, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's up, my brother? You remember me? Oh, Chip Pasich, it's been 5 years. I'm clinging so my love Jesus again. Good job.
Amen. That's payday.
Just to see that the ministry is up to you to receive tonight the message.
Amen.
The guy was ready to receive. He went down like a feather. The ACOs thought we'll knock him out. We never thought Jesus will knock him out. I never touch him. It's the Spirit of God. The power of the Holy Spirit. It's a compassion God has for us. God is compassionate for those in prison. Doesn't matter what you did. It's how you come back to God. You got to come back with all your heart.
Amen.
You cannot come back half-heartedly. God wants all of you.
All of it.
Because he gave all of himself for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He loved you. But you know, when tonight's message, it's in Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
Amen.
Let's start off. We're going to start off with that. I just want to share a little bit what happened back in the Old Testament and how the fall of man has been, we all fall, and sometimes we fall more than 10 times. Amen.
Is it chapter
3. Genesis chapter 3, verses
7?
8 and 9.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can go from 7, Lynn.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Your eyes will open up.
Okay. Immediately, the two of them, and I'm reading from my Message Bible. Immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on, saw themselves naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden, hid from God. God called to the man, "Where are you?"
In the Jesus book, although it's not printed yet, you can get the Pastor Bula version right now.
You go, Bula.
This is fresh. This is a fresh cut right here. And as soon as the both of them open up their maca, they go see that they don't even have clothes on. So they go get the tree front of fig leaves.
Closes
and they get, thank you very much, and they get the, they go over there and grab the leaves from the fig tree and together go make them stuff for go where. Then they go hear the voice of Kelkua, but he stay walking inside the garden, and Adam and his wife go hide behind everything because they don't like being in the presence of Kelkua, so they stay behind the trees hiding. And then they heard the voice from Kelkua tell them, "Adam, where you stay?"
That's the Hawaiian version. Anybody can.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, anybody can.
Thank you, Bula.
Understand that was good.
Thank you for the challenge.
Yes,
you took the challenge.
He took the challenge. You know, he's getting good because he's reading the Bible. That Bible, so much that he can interpret.
Praise
now.
The Lord. Praise
he
the Lord.
Interpret. God, when called the brother, said, "Where you stay?
Where you stay?
Yeah, Kia Kua.
Kia Kua.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, my brothers and sisters. This is what the word is saying that when they were conceived of sin, when God gave them a commandment, Adam and Eve, and the devil is so slippery. He's so slippery, slick and slippery.
He just knows
how to twist the word for Adam and Eve to believe in a lie. Now, when we read in verse 8 and 9, it says that God walked into the garden. He was looking for Adam, and he never called the woman.
That's right.
He called the man that was created by God out of the dust. And he said, "Adam, where are you?" And Adam said, "I'm naked."
That's right.
Who told you was naked?
What is naked? What is naked?
Who told you?
How he knew the word Nick.
But you know what? It's kind of like when your parents ask you a question, but they know the answer. They like see. So when God already knew where Adam was, so when he says where Adam, he knew where he was. He just wanted to see if Adam was going to be honest, if he's going to be truthful. Just like when your parents ask you something and they already know the answer. Oh, where did you go tonight? They knew he was down the park drinking with all your friends. Oh, I went to the football game. Lie. Wrong. Yeah. They know already.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what, Bola, that's one of the things that we know true. The word of God is telling the truth. Amen? Mm-hmm. And telling the truth is when it starts when you go to court. When you
that's
go
right.
to court.
That's right.
And you're ready to be sent. Oh, you're going to the court in your case. And the nigga's telling you, you raise your right hand.
That's right.
Do you solemnly tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help you.
So help you, God.
God.
It's that very moment that you can decide to believe in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Or you can say to God or to the judge, I'm naked.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm naked. What you mean you're naked? Who told you you're naked?
The judge going to say, what?
No. But you're telling the judge the truth. I have sinned.
Yep.
Amen.
I have sinned, Lord. Forgive me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I am naked. And you know how merciful God is? That he took away the tree, and this is where it all started. He took the animal as a sacrifice, and he clothed them. So this is what God is saying from back then, and he's saying it today because he gave us his son. He clothed them, and there's a covering from God that he had. That was a sacrifice of his covenant over man, that he would cover them regardless of their sin. So when we look at the Word of God, God introduced Jesus after all that they've committed, in verse 15 it says that, and I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and Amen. It shall bruise the head of the beast or the serpent. He's going to bruise his heel.
Amen.
Now, this was, if you read the whole Bible, this was the first introduction of Jesus. Mm-hmm. He would bring the seed, who is Jesus, the seed that was planted in a woman's womb. Come, mm-hmm.
on, somebody.
What was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the bloodline that led to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So there was a seed that was sown, that was done in sin, that he was going to sow the very seed that was used against the woman that has conceived sin, that he was going to put the King, the Lord and Savior, in the seed of her womb to come as the Savior for all men. Kind.
Amen.
Amen.
He is the one that has called us out of darkness to that marvelous light. It was that Jesus, no matter what happened, God already had a plan.
That's right.
Even though they had a choice. We all have a choice. We have a choice to accept Jesus, what he's saying tonight, and we can reject Jesus. You have a choice. No one's going to force you to eat the goodness of God. It's up to you to choose. But the choice is yours. You sow in the flesh, or you can sow in a spirit. It's a choice we all have to make. And I've known that through the word of God in Deuteronomy, as long as I'm listening to God, I am prospering.
Amen.
I've never gone broke. I've never gone without a job. I've never gone. You see, in a word, you brought this up, I think, on Facebook. I was hungry, and you fed me.
That's right.
Yes, hallelujah.
I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I was in prison, and you came, and you saved me, and you restored me.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank you that back in the garden, Father God, that we all had the DNA of fall, the fall of man to Adam and Eve, that
yes.
you have still a plan that you said in verse 15, I'm going to put the seed in the womb of a woman named Mary. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen,
and
amen.
That seed going to save the nations. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your perfect plan, your perfect will for us.
Amen, amen.
And Lord, we just thank you that the message tonight, I pray, that would open up the blind eyes that you have. Somebody is listening tonight, have never heard this
Amen.
Before. You needed to hear this message.
Mm.
That your eyes will see that the things of the world that has blinded you, that how the God of this world has blinded you. In the scripture says, greater is he that is in you, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Than him that is in the world. Who is in the world? In the principality of the world? Satan. So you are greater than him, because God the Father has cast down Satan as a fallen angel and a Hallelujah. Fallen star from heaven. He knows, and he has the power to bring Satan down. He is, the Lord Thank is in you, control Jesus. Of your life by giving us the Messiah. His name is Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And when more you hear of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, Reverend Bullock,
Hallelujah.
We just thank God that there's a pattern of the temptation that happened
yes,
back
hallelujah.
In the garden. And when I was incarcerated, I started to see that my weakness and the pattern that I live, the sinful nature, God started to break every stronghold
hallelujah.
In my life.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Addiction started to loosen. Every chain from my past. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for sending your only begotten Son
yes,
that
Lord.
I seen. Finally, I have matured, and I'm praying right now.
Yes,
can we
Lord.
Pray, please?
Let's pray, please?
My brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Lord, all scriptures are profitable.
Yes, Lord.
It's an inspiration from God. How you use the fall of man, that you give us your only begotten Son. The empathy between the women seed was Jesus. Father God, I pray that the men and women tonight, that they would know the truth
yes,
tonight
Lord.
By the word of God. Who told you was naked? Who told you on drugs? Who told you Jesus died for your your impurity? Thank you, Jesus. If
yes,
you want to
Lord.
Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, please repeat after me. Jesus,
Jesus,
forgive me for
forgive
my sins.
Me for my sins.
Tonight,
I receive you
as my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Time flies when you're having fun. If you want to drop us a line, our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And, of course, we have our email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And you have to know by now that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, just want to let you know, Pastor Keith Ryder is well back on the
He's
road
back.
To recovery.
Yes.
He'll be back
Jesus.
Tomorrow night. Sharpen your pencil. Bring your papers. It's going to be a part of the Bible that you've never heard in this version, but Pastor Keith is going to share. That's why
yes.
we call him Emeritus.
Emeritus.
He's going to be sharing with us. Hey, we'd love to stay, but we've got to go. So, ahoy-ho.
Ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.